What would I tell younger Brian about mental health? It's okay sometimes to hold some stuff in, but if you hold it in too long, then, you know, it can become overwhelming.
From PBS NewsHour Student Reporting Labs
and WETA,
this is On Our Minds
with Ashley
and Tyler,
a podcast about the teenage experience made by teenagers for teenagers.
Because we all need a place to feel heard. Hey guys, so we just wanted to start this episode with a big thank you to all of you.
Yeah, we're so happy to be on this journey with you. If you're enjoying this podcast, please write us a review. Tell us what you like and what you want to hear more about.
So we promised we'd bring you a conversation between LeBron James and the I Promise students. And today, we're delivering on that promise.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Ah! That... The I Promise School was founded by LeBron James. It's in Akron, Ohio, where he grew up, which isn't that far from me, actually. And the school has been a part of the Student Reporting Labs program for a few years now. SRL helped them start their school's podcast called Let's Talk About It. And their first guest was LeBron James himself. Very fitting.
And we got a chance to speak with the students about their experience interviewing LeBron. First, let's play a bit from their podcast.
What's up? I'm Eliza. I'm an 8th grader at I Promise School, and my favorite subject is math.
What's poppin'? I'm Christian, and my favorite subject is music.
What's up? I'm Janisha. I am a 7th grader, and I love world history, obviously.
Hey, what's up? I'm Dominic, an 8th grader at the I Promise School. My favorite subject is reading. And now, I'd like to introduce our guest, LeBron James.
Hi, I'm LeBron James, and I am a 12th grader, and my favorite subject is math.
Welcome, Mr. James. How are you doing today?
Fantastic.
We're excited to have you on our first episode, and we got a wide range of topics to get into.
Let's do it.
Okay, so when you were starting out in the NBA in 2003, what would you tell younger LeBron about mental health?
Oh, wow. What would I tell younger Brian about mental health? You have to protect that. It's okay sometimes to hold some stuff in, but if you hold it in too long, then, you know, it can become overwhelming. So, you know, to be able to have a friend or a parent or a guardian around that you can just talk to be able to just release that energy, release that, you know, that tension. For me, it could have been a big game that was coming up the next night, or, you know, for you guys, it could be a big test or a quiz or something that's coming up. To be able to just talk to someone, I think that helps out a lot. So I would tell my younger self just to make sure you communicate it, let it be known how you're feeling, and talk about things.
Younger LeBron would appreciate that.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, what is your best tip for handling when you feel like you have failed?
My best tip for handling things when I think I failed, it's always about going after it again. You know, it's a great musician, R&B artist named Aaliyah, and she said, the first you don't succeed, pick yourself up and try again. It's a great song. She's a great artist, but that is so much truth to what she was saying. Because you're not going to always succeed in things, but that doesn't mean that you stop. You go back up and try it again.
How do you feel handling the pressures of your daily life? What's one specific thing that you do to practice self-care?
I love to sleep. I have to get my 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours plus. I think that's the best way to re-energize your body, re-energize your mind, re-energize your spirit. When you sleep, you have great dreams, you come up with great ideas, and at the same time, you're giving your body an opportunity to rest. So you're killing a lot of birds with one stone at the same time.
Sleeping helps everything.
For sure.
What gets you going in the morning? What's your self-motto?
My self-motto is, I guess I would say YOLO. You only live once. You know, and if you just have that mindset when you wake up, you're like, first of all, I woke up again. So everything else is extra credit. The man above has given me another opportunity to breathe life, and let's live to the fullest. Let's make the most out of today. You can't worry about yesterday because it's history and tomorrow's a mystery. So let's live today, you know, and it's a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Every day is a new day.
For sure.
Y'all, what a great segment. As hosts, we definitely know how hard it can be to interview someone, let alone the LeBron James. So many props to them. And I just love their chemistry as hosts as well. If you want to hear more from them, which you should, there's a video version of their podcast as well, which is also really great. We'll put the YouTube link in the episode notes.
It's so important to have conversations with people you look up to, whether it be with a friend, a family member, or another person you just look up to for guidance. There's so much to learn there.
Absolutely. Now let's hear about their experience.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So you got to interview one of the best basketball players of all time, LeBron James. Can you just tell us what that was like?
It was amazing. I was excited and nervous at the same time.
I thought it was really cool that we could actually like talk to him, like not only like see him walking around.
We love the questions that you guys asked LeBron, and we want to ask you some of the same questions in our interview of you guys. So first of all, do you guys have any mental health tips that you've learned in your process of growing up, something that helps you through your day-to-day?
Sleep, eating, staying healthy, and getting active. Just like resting a lot, but not too much, and drinking water and taking care of yourself.
Being athletic, get up and like not just only sit around, like actually do something at least like an hour or two.
So you guys also asked LeBron, what is your best tip for handling failure? How would you answer that?
Not thinking about it as much and keeping focus on the good things. Just not caring about it. It doesn't mean that it will happen again if you can like learn from it. So like just don't stress about it too much.
It's only something in the past, and it's only something that's one mistake out of all your success.
Do any of you guys have a self motto or something that a mantra that kind of helps you go through every day?
Keeping positive.
I can do this, or I got it.
When something's not going your way as planned, what do you do?
When I don't know what to do and it's a situation that feels overwhelming, sometimes I try to take a step back and not be too emotional about things. I try to think about things after I've calmed down. I usually go to sleep. Like you guys said, sleep is so great, and it really helps put things in perspective because you're relaxed and you're refreshed when you wake up.
If you get like annoyed or mad at something, what do you do to get that like out of your mind or just like stop bothering you?
Really just like focusing on the things that you love, the things that make you happy, and just kind of taking a nice step back and being like, this is not the end of the world. But at the same time, it's also good to like face that anger and that frustration and really let it process through you so it doesn't get all bottled up.
When like you've done something bad or something's bad happened and you don't tell anyone, what do you do after?
Take a step back and try to deal with it. Because you're going to have to deal with it regardless, and it's better to deal with something up front than it is to try to push something off or to hide something.
I firmly believe that there is no issue that is so big that you should keep it all to yourself. I'm sure that you guys have so many people that care about you, and if you guys are having problems, I think that one of the best things to do is to go to the people around you, obviously asking first, seeing like, hey, can I tell you something? But the people around you want to help you. The people around you care about you. Whatever your problems are, you're so much stronger as a community. So talk about your problems. Speak up. That's what we're doing now.
Thank you for that advice.
You guys are doing very big things. You should be very proud of yourself. Thank you so much for talking with us today. And once again, congratulations and great job on your interview, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next episode, we'll be continuing with the theme of sports. Student reporter Mahi from California will speak with Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles about how to cope with the pressures of competing.
Next episode coming in 2 weeks. See you then.
Today's segments were produced by Christian, Janisha, Dominic, and Eliza from I Promise in Akron, Ohio, with help from Susan Mongold.
This episode was produced by production assistant Jayla Moore Ross, with help from lead podcast producer Bridget Gansky,
and edited by youth media producer Mohammed Pasha,
editorial director Marie Kusick, and executive producer Leah Klapman.
Thank you to the LeBron James Family Foundation for letting us use an excerpt of the I Promise podcast, Let's Talk About It, in today's episode.
If you or someone you know needs help, we have a list of resources at studentreportinglabs.org/mentalhealthresources.